is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from overseas and a blockbuster ruling on trans women.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where the UK Supreme Court has just weighed in on a highly contentious issue.
The unanimous decision of the court is that woman and sex in the Equality Act 2000 refer to biological woman and biological sex.
But the justice has made it on a very narrow point of law that trans women in the UK do have and will continue to have multiple legal protections here.
If you're waiting for a package from Hong Kong, don't hold your breath. China's southern city says it'll send small value parcels to the U.S. in retaliation for President Trump's 120% tariffs set to kick in May 2nd. Up until now, an exemption's been allowed them to enter this country without a tax. Police used tasers to subdue two protesters heckling Marjorie Taylor Greene over the president's immigration policies at a town hall northwest of Atlanta. Three were arrested. Republican Congresswoman warned others at the Ackworth Community Center.
If you stand up and want to protest, if you want to shout and chant, we will have you removed just like that man was thrown out.
Harvard instructors are speaking out about President Trump's $2 billion freeze on federal grant money over the school's refusal to get rid of diversity in admissions and hiring and allow the White House to control parts of the college curriculum. Correspondent Nikki Batiste from campus in Cambridge.
I spoke with a medical school professor who says his department has been hit with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cuts. That will impact research into Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, long COVID, and a variety of cancers. And he said what that means for Americans, and I quote him, is that people who could have been cured in the years to come will instead die.
The number of children with autism continues to rise. CBS's Alexander Tin.
One out of 31 kids were diagnosed with autism. That's up from 1 in 36 through 2020. Rates vary widely around the country, which the CDC says might reflect differences in the availability of services for diagnosing autism.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has called it an epidemic. First the sea lions, now the birds. Wildlife experts believe a massive toxic algae bloom in the waters of Southern California is responsible for poisoning hundreds of brown pelicans, including starving babies at rescue centers. The birds filter feeding fish like anchovies and sardines affected by the neurotoxin, but do pass it along. Futures slightly down this morning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The alder from the 7th is the president. Maurice Horton was elected Racine City Council president last night by a narrow 8-7 vote. David Mack almost won. Horton, who has served on the council for 7 years, quickly appointed members to council committees. That's a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. Four new alderpersons were also sworn in during the meeting. If you missed it, you could watch it right now on the City of Racine's YouTube page. Watching weather and spotting storms is the focus of a free program tomorrow. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service will host their free storm spotter training tomorrow from 6 to 8. It'll be held at the Gateway Racine campus. The session will teach on how to recognize severe weather and report it to the National Weather Service. Organizers say the training is a great way for people to help keep their communities safe during storms. Earlier in the week, the Racine Common Council approved an agreement with a company called CityWise to use their software to create a new tool for the city. It's a searchable database containing information on residential rental properties. The goal is to improve access to information about rental housing within the city. And there's some new money available for Racine students heading to college. Find out where it's coming from and how you might be able to get it online. The allocation is a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with, and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL. Head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him, and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season, so that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough, but, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Current temperature is 33.
You guys like Costco? The membership fee is worth the high you get from the forklift exhaust. Kirkland Diamonds, anyone? I'm not afraid to get my diamonds where I get my salsa. Tiffany's is great, but I can't eat a churro while I check out. They have this new thing at the Costco by my house. It's called a pizza hotline, and it is a rotary phone that is hanging on a column. So while you're waiting in line with your 4,000 bags of cashews, you can pick this up and order a hot, tasty pizza. So on your way out then, you can then eat the pizza, bring it home. Okay, if you want to know how gross this pizza is, you just have to look at the pigeons who are eating the crumbs. They all have broken wings, milky eyes, type 2 diabetes. Do you get it? I'm fancy.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me.
Lights, God only knows. 611 local news, timeless hits, WRK, and I'm Don Rosen. Pay your taxes yesterday? Yeah, I know. It was tough. It's hard when you got to write that check, or if you're lucky, cash the check when you get money back for the government. But yeah, have to do it every year. They always said nothing's except death and taxes. Unless you die first, then you don't have to pay the taxes. Hey, coming up at 7:05, we're going to talk to somebody from the Milwaukee Film Festival, which opens up on April 24th. As a matter of fact, we have tickets to give away this morning to the Milwaukee Film Festival. You can win a pair. That's coming up. Sunny today. With a high near 43, it's got something stuck there. Sunny today, highs near 43, partly cloudy, lows 36 tonight, partly sunny, highs near 51 tomorrow. Partly cloudy now, 35 degrees in Radio Park. I love it now because when I walked into the building this morning at 5:30, the sun was coming up. I love it. I'm not living in total darkness anymore, like a bat. Here's Leslie Gore, You Don't Own Me, at WRJN.
You don't own me. Just one of your many toys. You don't know me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display.
Local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN. It's 6:14. There's a thread online where people are talking about sayings from the 1990s that people 22 and younger might not recognize. For everyone else, it's a fun trip down memory lane. Here's a few of them. Get off the phone and need to use the internet. Oh, I remember saying that all the time. Be kind, rewind. Remember that when you get a VHS cassette from Blockbuster? Can you pass me the phone book, please? Remember they used to leave that on your porch? I haven't seen a phone book in years. You got mail. When America Online first came on, every time somebody put a thing in your mailbox, you got mail. Even made a movie out of it with Tom Hanks. And, okay, I got the phone. Hang up. If you don't have a landline, you don't know what we're talking about. That's funny stuff. It's a trip down memory lane. Yeah. 6:15, local news, timeless hits, WRG, and I've got Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons now. Working my way back to you, babe.
Working my way. So in love with me, I played around.
6:18 WRJN local news timeless hits for you. How do you feel about this? A woman asked her fiance to go to her family reunion with her, but he didn't want to. So he secretly sent his twin brother instead. She didn't find it funny. Kicked him out of the house. Now her family knows and hates him for it. But he says it was a harmless prank and is mad at her for making a big deal out of the whole thing. People online, they told her, just dump him. You couldn't tell the difference between him and his twin brother. Now, my first wife was an identical triplet. Now, one of her sisters passed away, but I could always tell the difference. At least I think I could. 6:18 at WRJN. Hey, guess what we have for you right now? We have tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival. It's going to be held April 24th through May 8th in Milwaukee. Every kind of film, from hard-hitting docuseries to lighthearted international comedies, everything's going to be shown. I've got tickets to give away right now. I've got a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. WRJN. I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival coming up beginning April 24th through May 8th. I'll just plunk down on one of those people and give them a pair of tickets. We've got a couple to give away this morning, too. So get on the phone right now. 262-634-9756, and good luck.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. HBO's The Last of Us Season 2 is finally here, with the first episode airing last Sunday night. The wait seems to have been worth it for viewers as well as the network, which says Season 2 viewership for the premiere was up 13% from last season's debut episode. Sunday night's show drew 5.3 million viewers compared to 4.7 million for Season 1. The Last of Us Season 1 ended with a total of 32 million viewers. New episodes drop Sunday nights on Max. Britt Lower's star is on the rise as she will join the cast of Sender, a horror film starring Jamie Lee Curtis, who is also producing. This will not be a huge leap for Lower, genrally speaking, as she's had plenty of psychological horror film training on Apple TV's hit show Severance. Deadline reports that Sender is based on a short film by director Russell Goldman called Return to Sender. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Gobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget the button in the hustle. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. And freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. JN.com, click on the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Hospice Alliance, with their patients and their loved ones on goals, seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. Hospice Care asks for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. HospiceAlliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live and worry-free lifestyle. Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Change your life one drop at a time.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. O&H is featuring their raspberry cheesecake Kringle. As welcome as spring itself, Kringle has a delicious filling of lemon cheesecake. O&H's homemade raspberry filling. It has frosting with seasonal sprinkles. Get one and enjoy it with your family. For oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights, visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Valens, the original La Bamba. It's 626 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. All right. canceled at the last minute because the venue's roof caught fire. Luckily, no one was hurt, but good news, the firefighters rescue. Not a morsel out. I think the firefighters took a chunk out of it. But other than that, I think it's okay. 626, here come the Partridge Family.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I'd hide myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Singing lead, the Partridge Family. I never saw that TV show, you know that? I don't know why. I've never seen it before. And I don't think it was on in my house. I mean, I love their music. I just never saw the TV show. 629, local news, Tamlin Sits here at WRJN. All right, here's something you should know. 61% of people lie on a first date. Women most likely to lie about their age, they shave about 3 to 5 years off. Men most likely to lie about how much money they make, they seem to up it by about 20%. So if we all know we're lying on a first date, you know, why bother? Why bother doing it? It's 6:30 now.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In one of the biggest changeovers in years, Racine's Common Council welcomed 10 new alders last night. The impact of the election earlier this month resulted in 4 sitting alders moving out of their seats and 1 incumbent barely holding on to her position. Another new member was appointed to fill an open seat. Maurice Horton and Marlo Harmon were elected president and vice president in close votes. You can go deeper on the council's first actions last night at racinecountyi.com. A free storm spotter training session will be held in Racine County tomorrow. The event at Gateway Technical College will teach storm safety basics and how to report severe weather through the Skywarn program. It's being held from 6 to 8 at Gateway in Racine, and it is free. And another reminder about Racine road work. Starting Monday, Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction will last through late June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Lawmakers are talking about some of the most aggressive reforms in energy legislation the state's seen in a while. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And why is agriculture paying attention to it? Because farmland preservation is a part of the conversation and taking a new approach to wind and solar siting. State Representative Travis Tranel chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee and explains why he's planning for the future with this legislation.
Simply put, the way we did it, we said, if you're going to build this stuff on the best land, for every 1 acre for these large projects that you're going to use, you have to buy an agriculture conservation easement on 4 other acres. So essentially what you're doing is you're protecting 80% of the best farmland in the state. And if you go down to maybe some of the land that's not the greatest but still pretty darn good, we lowered the ratio from 4-1 to 2-1.
State Representative Travis Tranel talking about the Wisconsin Energy Reform Act of 2025. He's hoping the farmland preservation provision within that legislation around utilities will hopefully allow utilities to site renewable energy projects only with approval from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
It was announced this week the Wisconsin Cranberry has invested more than $377,000 in 2025 grant funding. That follows a strong 2024 harvest of 6.1 million barrels. That means Wisconsin's remained the national leader in cranberry production for the 30th consecutive year. More in a moment.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Another quick reminder, Alice in Dairyland finale tickets are available online now. Crawford County hosting the big event for the first time, May 15th through the 17th. You can learn more about the finale details and get those tickets online, aliceindairyland.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action. 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine, a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Current temperature.
That's all you got to do is sing. To sing and get famous. Because James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James says,
about to do that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, You get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Seven up, and the people say, ha!
A James Brown lyric. He'd write the song, say, I need a word here.
Hey!
That's good. And get this song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath, the bond the people say, I'm a no, or do mine, sis, little, you're serious. Hey! Sound down low. Remedio, that won't people know you now. People say, jump back, want to kiss myself.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Here it comes, the big finish. Just like Eddie Murphy said. I got you. That's James Brown. Local news, Tamla sits here at WRJN. All right. What's the worst thing you've ever gotten from your boss instead of money for a raise? See, when you ask for a raise, you got to be very specific. Some bosses handed out, and here's what they said. A large carving of a polar bear, an expired gift certificate, socks, fresh meat from a hunting trip, and coupons for the grocery store. Once again, when you want a raise, you got to be specific. If you don't, you get like, you know, old meat from some animal he murdered. All right. Hey, coming up, don't forget WRGN proud to announce our renewed partnership with the Racine Raiders football team. Of you have asked that the games be back on the air again at WRGN, so your wish is our command. We set the schedule to air the entire home and away 2025 Raiders schedule on WRJN. We'll soon post it at WRJN.com. We'll keep up on the team news right here until the first game. It's coming up May 3rd, a Saturday night and all through the summer right here at WRJN, home of the Racine Raiders. The forecast, sunshine today with a high near 43, partly cloudy tonight, lows 36, partly sunny with a high near 51 tomorrow. Beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan this morning. Picture perfect, partly cloudy, 35 degrees at Radio Park. Here's Dion DiMucci, Abraham, Martin, and Sean.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of but it seemed good I young. You know, I just looked around.
An interesting fact. Do you know that Abraham Lincoln signed the order to start the Secret Service for of the president the morning that he was assassinated? Now, that day, the morning he signed the order, that night, he was assassinated. They didn't have a time to get it together yet. But look at that. That's real close. Huh? 644, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Someone recently asked the internet, what's something you'd never buy, even if it was discounted by 99.99%? Here are some of the responses. A get-rich-quick course from a 20-something on TikTok with a Lamborghini in the background. Gas station sushi. I never knew they sold it at gas stations. Used underwear. Trip to see the wreck of the Titanic. Still too soon? Black licorice. And Crocs. You could discount it almost 100%. We still wouldn't buy it. 6:45 a.m.
All the world over sun, easy to see. People ever listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley to be free. You should see. Lovely world it should be. Everyone
There you go, Rascals. Get people got to be free. It's 6:48 local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN Sunshine today with a high near 43. Partly cloudy, 35 degrees in Radio Park. Hey, did you pay your taxes yesterday? Ancient 1,900-year-old scrolls revealed that Imperial Rome did not mess around with tax cheaters. If you committed tax fraud, you could be sentenced to public execution. You would be eaten alive by leopards. Makes you want to pay your taxes early, huh? Just in case. Wow, they weren't messing around in ancient Rome, were they? All right, guess what we've got for you now. The Milwaukee Film Festival coming to Milwaukee. The Oriental and Downer Theaters, April 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film imaginable is going to be on display. As a matter of fact, we have the program coordinator coming up. At 7:05 here on WRJN to the Milwaukee Film Festival. But right now, I've got a pair of tickets. You want to go? You get to pick any movie you want to see, any film at the theaters that you want to see. There's a complete list. You want to get, pick which one you want to go see. Just give me a call right now to win it. If you or win anything in the past, give us a call right now. 262-496-6. 262-634-WRJN. I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. 262-634-9756. All the phone lines are open right now. Let's see what we got here. Hi, what's your first name?
Hello.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Troy. How you doing?
Hi, Troy. You like movies?
I sure do. Well, I watch too many of them, actually.
Yeah, you and me both. You know, I have about 900 VHS and beta cassettes and about 60 or 70 laser discs and over 1,000 DVDs and Blu-rays in my house.
Nice.
Yeah, now, I'm going to have to move my wife out. There's no more room. I got to get somebody out of that house. I need the bedroom. Anyway, yeah, so I love movies, and I just have a great time going. And you're going to get to pick any movie you want to see from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Isn't that good?
Awesome sauce.
What town are you calling from?
I am calling. Actually, I'm in Sturtevant right now on my way to work.
Sturtevant. Okay. Hold on the line. I got tickets for you. Don't go anywhere. We'll get you those tickets. We have more to give away this morning, and we have our guest coming up, the program coordinator for the Milwaukee Film Festival, in just about 15 minutes from now right here at WRJN.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Association.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure for every resident. Families trust gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or parkviewsenior.com.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
CCR, down on the corner, local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. Hey, looking for a retirement investment? I got one for you here. Build a fountain. Around $4,100 worth of loose change is thrown into the Trevi Fountain in Rome, Italy, every single day. That's more than $1.5 million a year. Just build a fountain. Say, throw a coin in for good luck. See what happens. I think I'm going to do that. Right outside the radio station, build a fountain. All right, sunshine today with high near 43, partly cloudy tonight, partly sunny tomorrow, beautiful day tomorrow, highs near 51, partly cloudy, 35 degrees right now at Radio Park with Dusty Springfield.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed. And
great catalog of hits she's got. Dusty Springfield, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN at 6:59. Well, let's start off by making this a great day today, all right? 7 o'clock hours coming up. We're going to start your day. Researchers have come up with a scientific formula for truly joyful days. Here's what they claim. You get 6 hours with your family, 2 hours with friends, 1.5 hours of extra socializing, 2 hours of exercise, 1 hour of eating and drinking. That's it? Just 1 hour? Less than 6 hours of work. I like that. Indulging only 1 hour of screen time and no more than a 15-minute commute. So basically, cut back on social media, get outside for some light exercise, make an effort to hang out with the people you love, and close that laptop when your workday is done, not when your nervous system completely collapses. How's that sound for you? Hey, coming up in just about 5 minutes, we're going to be talking to Abby from the Film Festival. Get the lowdown on what that's all about. But right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Maryland's Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he'll fly to El Salvador today to try to get an update on Kilmar Abrego Garcia's condition as he sits in prison there after he was mistakenly deported. A court admonished Trump administration officials for doing, quote, nothing to bring him home.
This is still a win and this is still progress in the case. We're not done yet, though.
A federal judge is asking for records and testimony under oath to see if the Trump administration followed her order to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S. Rena Gandhi is one of his attorneys.
The government has many times before facilitated the return of foreign nationals, U.S. citizens.